I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He's even better than Turkey. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He'll have you believing in the mean gree. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
So we had EA record one of these today. When was this from?
A while back.
Okay, I was like, did you just record one today but make it about Jubb and he's not on? But good job, EA. I love it.
Way better than your Will Smith rapping.
I don't know. I'm going to have to revisit that at some point. But yes, you heard the theme song. There is no Jubb today as the Musers are on vacation. But we do have the fourth Muser on our phone line. And I believe we have a sponsor, Jay.
Globe Life.
Thank you. It is from Fox 4, the fourth Muser. It's the great Mike Ducey. Ducey, how we doing?
Hello, guys.
Ducey, I need to start with this. So I saw you tweeted this a few minutes ago. So you tweeted a screenshot from the Sports Day Talk app of the ticket, and it has 2:15, and it says Afternoon Ducey. So this is like your first segment with us. We've had our show for almost 3 years, and it took like 2 years for our show name to get on the app. Like, how did you get your segment on here with it's your first time? You have so much power.
I couldn't get my name in the theme song, apparently. But it's nice to have my name on the app, and I'll cherish that forever. I'll treasure it.
I think they still have Matt Birmingham's picture doing the top 10.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Hey, can I say something real quick here, guys?
Absolutely.
And, Lando, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Have we met before, Lando?
We've met in person.
I can't picture you.
You've shoved me aside at Cowboys games before. Kind of said, get out of here, kid.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, a little strong arming.
You're trying real hard today, and you're doing a good job, little buddy. You really are.
You're trying so hard.
I've just been
I just want to say how much I enjoyed. I didn't hear every minute of it, but your show with Sam yesterday.
Did you hear any minutes of it yesterday?
A few.
Okay.
I did cover the Mavs news conference, so I was kind of, you know, going to and from that. But she's really good in that kind of format. I just got to say, I look back 7 years ago, and the last thing I wanted was a co-host. As an egotistical old male in this business, but I'm so glad we hired her, and I had no idea until I, you know, worked with a woman in this business as closely as we work together how much garbage a woman has to take as a sportscaster from
Corby. You don't
necessarily expect. So I just let me leave it there, and I really she does a great job, and I enjoyed you guys yesterday. End of speech. Back to you,
so,
Lino, Lando.
Yeah, let's go back to that to 7 years ago as you're getting a co-host. One, you're getting a co-host, which you probably weren't expecting. Two, your co-host is a woman, which you probably weren't thrilled about at the time. So how was adjusting from going solo to adding someone else on who's significantly younger? And you feel like you're probably the dad of the show.
The biggest adjustment, frankly, was the fact that our management decided it was time to change the way we present sports. And they took us out of the traditional 6:20 and 10:20 sports slot and instead said, hey, you can do 30 minutes at 10:30, and we're not really going to give you any more staff to help you, but you can do that show every night, and it'll be a blast, and you can have a co-host. And it wasn't the fact that they were hiring a woman. It's just, you know, I'd worked alone for all those years, and I thought maybe the resources could have been better spent in some other area. But again, in that area, I was glad to be wrong, because I did have the opportunity to, you know, interview Sam beforehand, and we've become good friends. We have a good time working together, and now we do not one but two 30-minute shows a night. We do one on our digital platform at 7 o'clock on Fox Local and other, you know, social media apps where people can pick that up. So dozens of people see that every night. But then we have the 10:30 show as well, the free for all on good old fashioned TV.
Well,
we have a good time.
And I got to say too, Sam was cheering you on yesterday because we were carrying the Dusty May press conference, and when you asked a question, she was cheering for you in here off the air. So
I thought it was hard hitting too. My question was something to the effect of, "How great do you think you are, coach?" Or something like that.
Yeah,
I remember.
Well, what makes you think you can do this job better than me? We are speaking with Fox 64's Mike Ducey. Ducey, this is Lando from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Thanks for identifying yourself, Lando.
Hi, Lando.
It's like a press conference.
So I've heard you, even before I worked, I've been here for 5 years now, and I used to hear you on filling in for, you know, Junior or Jubb. And I guess I don't really know the origin and how you started and how long it took for you to become the fourth muser. I mean, it's something we joke about, but it's also true. I love it when you fill in for the musers. And I'm curious about how that started and how long it took for you to like be comfortable with Gordo's craziness.
I don't remember the exact timeline. Just let me tell you this, though. I'm a radio geek from way back. That was my first love in broadcasting. That's what I did while I was in college. You know, I had a real paying job at a real radio station in college that taught me more than my college classes did. Mm-hmm. And worked in radio exclusively for 6 or 7 years after college before I got into TV. I wanted to be a play-by-play guy. That's what I loved to do, radio play-by-play, and things just veered in a different direction. So I've always been keenly aware of the radio stations in whichever market I was in. And I got here in March of 94, and the Ticket had gone on the air just a couple of months earlier. And so I became a fan instantly. And as the Ticket evolved and changed a little bit in those early years, I was paying attention. And I'm guessing maybe it was 3 years into my time here. It may have taken that long before we finally talked to one another about filling in from time to time. And to answer your next question, I'm never comfortable. I'm never comfortable when I fill in. It just
is it the time that you have to get up
there, but I agonize over it ahead of time just because it's so tough what you guys do. It really is. People don't understand how difficult it is to make it sound free flowing and natural and all that. And especially, you know, when they were doing 5:30 to 10 and you'd have to come in. It's still early, but man, that time of the morning could be rough. The Gordon stuff, it's funny because my wife gives me a hard time about this because I'm so thin-skinned in so many ways. I take criticism so hard, but he can do whatever he wants with me, and I find it funny. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, him and Marge, the swim coach.
Yeah, that's great.
This is Mike Ducey for some afternoon deuce today. So you started here in Dallas in March of 94, right before the World Cup. So this is your second World Cup in Dallas. How are you? Lando and I were young. We were like 6 years old when the first World Cup happens, and we didn't care about soccer at the time. So how can you compare this World Cup to the one in 94?
Right, you were in your 60s at that time, weren't you?
That's right. There was, I don't think there's any comparison. And it was kind of a blur to me the first time around because I'd kind of just gotten here and everything. But I went to the Cotton Bowl, as I remember, for a match or two. But the interest level wasn't nearly what it is for this World Cup. Certainly the TV numbers weren't what they are now. It's just been tremendous, as you guys have seen. It's just, you know, it's dominated the sports news in a lot of ways, and certainly at our station it has. It's a huge part of our focus, and I understand why. And I got out to the stadium finally for a match on Thursday last week, Sweden and Japan, and you know, when you're in there, you can tell on TV what the fuss is all about because I think the coverage is really good. But once you're in there, it's just an entirely different level. And now I love it that we're finally in the knockout round. This novel concept of actually, you know, determining a winner and a loser as a result of a match. It's kind of crazy. But I heard you guys talking about the penalty kicks And, you know, God, is there any greater drama than that? I'm not sure it's fair to decide a game that way, to be honest, but it's sure entertaining. And just let me add before I forget, we've been using Peter Welpton a lot on Fox 4 as our World Cup analyst for shows all times of the day and our sports shows at night. He's just been fantastic. We really appreciate all the work he's doing for us.
Peter's great. Andy's great. We were rooting for Norway today because of Lars.
Lars is the best. Yeah, right. That's our guy.
And now they move on to play Brazil. So were you with Sam the other day? Did Messi wave at you?
I wasn't there. They had a news reporter with her. I was co-anchoring the three-hour digital special in studio that day. And so I saw it unfold. I got a kick out of that. And what I really get a kick out of is that the male news reporter she was standing next to actually thought Messi may have been looking at both of them.
It's like, oh, me? You? Me?
Yeah, United
like
the
Rocks. Me? Has your interest in soccer like elevated since this? Because I know, and I can don't want to speak for Lando. I
Go
probably
for it.
Can that. I'm not a huge soccer fan. I'm not watching on the weekends during football season. But this hits, and it's like I get done with the show, and I just want to watch soccer the rest of the day. I'm like very into this. Have you picked up an interest at least for now?
Oh, it's definitely elevated. There's no doubt about it. It's on all the time, whether I'm at home or obviously in the office. And like I said, especially since it's gotten to this stage of the tournament now, I think the drama is hard to match. I don't pretend to be anything resembling an expert. I'm lucky to have a producer, Landry Russell, who I know, Mino, you've met when you've been in a time or two, who is huge into the sport and understands the rules a lot better than I do and certainly knows a lot of the players better than I do. So he's been a huge help. And like I said, having Peter on has been great too. But yeah, you can't help, I think, but gain a greater appreciation for this game and these athletes. I'll tell you, when I was on the sideline Thursday night before the game and then they were warming up, I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea. I mean, if that ball caught you in the face and you weren't ready for it, it might kill you. Mm. I mean, the way they kicked that
well,
thing.
Well, it would certainly kill you.
The speed of these athletes, when you see it up close, I really marvel at it. So yeah, I've gained a little bit of a greater appreciation, I would say.
Well, Mike, it's always fun having you on, and I think the Musers are only off for like 3.5 more months, so we'll have to do this again soon. How about that?
That'd be great, guys. Thanks for checking in.
Of course, always.
Always great. Looking forward to meeting you sometime. Take care.
All right, we'll see if he remembers your name next time. There he goes. It's the great.
Love you.
Love you too, Mike. The great Mike Ducey of Fox 4.